chicken from breaking each vow. Hoots sad and blue and crying too, just like I cried over you, just like a friend. Your way. Now you must pay, and I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Swing and Blues Radio Show. And this is your host, David Trin. And today is Thursday, April the 5th, 2012. And this is episode number 40. And I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. It's a cooler night here in Waterloo. And for those who have said yes to the Facebook event for dancing in Waterloo Park, that is not happening this evening. I just saw the cancellation go up there via the Facebook group. So if you're out there wondering where everybody is, they're not there. I believe that will pick up again next Thursday, depending on weather. So keep your eyes on the UW Swing Club website and Twitter account and, of course, Facebook. So we got a lot of things happening this week and a couple really cool interviews lined up for you tonight. So definitely stay locked in and don't go anywhere. So this is CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show.
Sun shines on you. blossom time.
Any requests? Robert Ducky, you're the one. You made my time so much fun. Robert Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-do-do-do-do. Robert Ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Robert Ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rob-a-dub-ducky, Rob-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rob-a-ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. And now a musical interlude. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Robert Ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Robert Ducky, you're my very best friend. Robert Ducky, I wanna hold my love. Robert Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you, you, only you.
And welcome back. That was Sandy McDonald there and Paul Mitchell playing at Live Swing Jazz on a Monday night at the Waterloo Community Arts Center. You're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show, and if you're just tuning in right now, thank you very much for coming online or turning it to the 100.3 dial there. My name is David Trin. I'm your host this evening, and it's Thursday night of the long weekend, and most of our DJs and our hosts and hostesses are out of town on holidays visiting family, so I've got the weekend shift here. But not to worry, we do have a lot of special guests here tonight, online, via telephone, all that wonderful stuff to talk to us, so definitely stick around. We're going to keep things rolling, but before we get too far there, just a couple of quick announcements here. Sandy McDonald and Paul Mitchell will be at the Waterloo Community Arts Center two Mondays from now, and that would be on Monday, April 16th, 2012. The Waterloo Community Arts Center is the hotspot for live swing jazz if you want to go dancing and listen to live music. Sandy McDonald and Paul are local musicians, so definitely check that out. 25 Regina Street South, Waterloo, and the concert starts at 9 o'clock, but if you're interested in learning how to learn a few steps in the swing dance genre, definitely show up at 8:30 for an introductory lesson. And you can actually visit the community center this Monday also at 8:30 for that, and it will be a DJ dance, and that's Monday, April the 9th, 2012, Easter Monday, so it still goes. Got a couple of emails asking if things were going to happen or not, and definitely it is a go. And speaking of dance lessons and all that, weekly lessons by the Hepcat Hoppers are in full swing, but you can still join up this coming Tuesday, and that would be level 1, level 2, and level 3, swing 1, 2, and 3, and it's a 6-week progression, but you'll catch it. If you catch it this Tuesday, it'll be 5 weeks. That's at Impact Movement Dance Studio, 161 King Street West in Kitchener. So definitely check that out on the www.hepcathoppers.ca website. And furthermore, on Sunday, April 15th, the solo jazz class will run between 3:30 and 5 o'clock. The Big Apple Contest will be taught by our very own Turlock Myers, who you've listened to previously on other nights when he's hosting. Definitely check that out. 161 King Street West, Kitchener, Sunday, April the 15th, 2012. Pre-registration, $15, and at the door, it's $20. So definitely don't miss that opportunity to learn a classic routine. There is live swing music actually on April the 11th in Hamilton. The Hammerhoppers are featuring the Jump and Jive Band at the London Tap House, 31 John Street South in Hamilton. And there is a carpool or two going from Waterloo to Hamilton and back. www.hammerhoppers.com. And definitely those Hamilton folks are a great bunch to party with. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Also, what else is going on here in Waterloo? The West Coast Swing Group. That's right. Waterloo West Coast Swing is having their monthly dance on Friday, April 20th, 2012 at 8 p.m. to midnight. And that's at the Waterloo Community Arts Center 2, 25 Regina Street South. There'll be an introductory class at 8 o'clock taught by our very own Sean Brown. And then after that, there will be a DJ dancing from 9 o'clock to midnight. A late night house blues party will proceed after that, 12:30 to 4 a.m. General admission is $5. So lots of really, really cool things happening in the community. So what we're going to do here is we have a very special guest that I'm going to attempt to telephone at the moment. And what we're going to do is we're going to welcome a committee member from Toronto Lindy Hop. So what I'm going to do right now is attempt the highly technical aspect of using internet phone. So I'm calling Liz Gruning right now in Toronto, who is on standby and ready to speak to us. So here we go. Let's see if this works here. There we go.
Hello.
Hello. This is David Trin from the Swing and Blues Radio Show. Is this Liz?
Yes. Hi, David. How are you?
Hello, and thank you for coming on the air and taking a few minutes to do this live interview over the telephone.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, Liz, you come from Toronto, and you're part of the Toronto Lindy Hop Committee.
Yes.
If I got that correct.
And correct.
tell us and the listeners what Toronto Lindy Hop is and what their mission is and what they do in the Toronto community.
Sure, I can give you a little bit of a background and discuss our mission and stuff like that. Toronto Lindy Hop was, before I started dancing, was formed at an exchange, from my understanding, that was being run by fellow dancers in 2000. And after the exchange was done, various people had the idea to start running community events that the studios perhaps wouldn't do on their own. So various incarnations of people started running things under the TLH banner, like the Cabaret and Lindy Stock that is currently running still today. The current team, though, we've recently started talking about our mission and trying to come up with, like, what is really our focus. And we started talking about who and what is Lindy Hop and the importance of promoting Lindy Hop, not just as a fun activity, but as an experience, a culture, and a way of life. How Lindy Hop, at its best, is compelling, addictive, and sometimes hooks you and draws you in, like that song that you just have to dance to.
Yes.
As well as being good social event and physical activity. So we took that and we were like, well, what does that really mean for us? And we started talking about the six elements that contribute to the dance experience. And those things are like being part of the community in a social group, the enjoyment of the swing music, learning, the history. Some people like to learn about the era, the clothes, competition and performance, and of course, out-of-town travel and experiencing different styles. So that said, our mission basically in simple form is to promote, improve, and enrich the dance experience of Toronto through programs, activities, and events to enhance those six elements I just discussed. So what we're doing right now currently at Toronto is monthly we run a free swing and blues night. It's a DJ night at a local pub, and everybody just comes and dances and listens to local Toronto DJs. We're also running DJ training classes before those sessions. We have once a month theme nights at the Dover Court. We're running Lindy Stock, which is a camping trip in the summertime. We have the Cabaret. And then last year, we actually brought in a New Orleans band, Michelle Lake and the Little Bighorns, and we did a weekend dance with a workshop that was quite good. And we have a bunch of other stuff going on, so you have to stay tuned on that. But lots of exciting stuff.
Wow, so. It really sounds like Toronto is quite a hopping place to be to get your Lindy Hop on.
It is. It is. There's lots of dancing all the time in Toronto, not just through the events that Lindy Hop runs, but also like all the live jazz clubs and stuff. So we're pretty lucky in Toronto.
Wow. Now, aside from the DJ program that you have on Sunday nights at the Swing and Blues dance at the Imperial Club there, you have other programs that run too. There's a Dance Ambassadors program. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit more about that program?
Yes, thank you for the reminder. Yes, we run at the Dovercot on a Saturday night. We have dancers that have been dancing for a while in the Toronto scene will come to the dance, and for the first one or two sets, I believe, they wear shirts so they stand out, red shirts as they are, and they will go out of their way to make sure they dance with new dancers or new faces to the scene. The idea of this is to, it's always so nerve-wracking when you show up to a dance. I remember when I showed up to my first dance as a beginner and not knowing anybody. And there's nothing better than having somebody show up, come to you and ask you to dance with a friendly smile and take you out on the dance floor. And then when makes you want to come back, and that person is somebody that is like your point person. And it's really enjoyable for you then and that. So that's the kind of the idea of that, is that we don't want to scare people away. We want to embrace them and say, you know, Lindy Hop is fun. And these people here are there to help you get a good experience.
Yes, and so, it can be pretty overwhelming at a dance when you first
show
up.
Very much so. Very much. Especially on some of the busier nights of the Dovercourt. It can be very overwhelming.
Yes, and when I'm at the Dovercourt on a Saturday night, they're literally about 100 people there, all dancing and looking so good. And I can understand, like, the very first time you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that's the point of the Dance Ambassadors, just to say, you know what? We're there. We're here. Let's dance. Let's have a good time.
Right on.
And, you know, it's not a scary thing. So it's been really well embraced by the community, and we're continuing to move forward with it. So.
Wow. And I know that you've just released a very new program through Toronto Lindy Hop. Do you want to tell us about this neat, an exciting new program that really only has about 9 days left in the pre-registration process? So I'll let you tell us about that.
Sure. This is our harangue contest. Send two dancers to harangue. Now, harangue is the Swedish dance camp that runs for, I believe, 5 weeks. And I've never been, but I've heard nothing but good things. I know you've been and
yes.
such. That it's an amazing camp with lots of dancing and classes, and it's a really great place to meet people who share the same passion as you and all this kind of stuff. So Toronto was approached by Harangue with two passes because they want to encourage dancers to come to them, and we are going to be running a contest for two of these passes, and we, Toronto Lindy Hop, will be supplying $200 towards their airfare. So two winners, you get a dance pass for any week of your choice, and $200 to be put towards your airfare for the flight to get over there.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty exciting. And it's for new people who have never attended Harangue. So you could be an advanced dancer and never been, or you can be a brand new beginner dancer. As long as you've never attended Harangue, you qualify for the contest.
And from my experience, it is something that is worthwhile experiencing. I remember being there myself, and the first time I spent 4 weeks there, and I came back, and I couldn't speak straight, yet alone I couldn't even do a swing out anymore. But
but it was a good experience.
It's totally worth it from my experience. But for those who are listening, it is for all those who are out there, thinking about this, even if you don't apply for this special program, even consider it, you know, maybe not this year, but next year or the year after. And, you know, save your pennies. And, well, I guess pennies are not going to exist anymore.
No.
In
your
Canada.
Dimes and nickels.
Your dimes and nickels, that's right. And definitely think about this, or even other camps that are fairly equivalent too. But this is a very special program being offered through Toronto Lindy Hop and Harangue Dance Camp.
Yes, and you can to apply for more information, you can go to our website, which is torontolindyhop.com, And all the information on more details and what you need to do to apply for the contest is on there, because we're going to make you work for it. and we're not that good. I'm just kidding. And it's open to not just Toronto. It's open to Waterloo. It's open to people in Hamilton, Burlington, just on the outskirts of the GTA, because we know that those dancers come to Toronto and support our scene and stuff like that. So,
that's right.
So visit TorontoLindyHop.com for more information on the contest. And yeah, you said 9 days or something, so
yes,
get your applications in.
Definitely. It's been a really wonderful to see all the communities come together and just participate. Even on Saturday night when I come out to the Dover Courthouse, and just to see people from Hamilton, to see people from Waterloo, and I think you get a couple London folks once in a while there too.
Yep.
It's an amazing mm-hmm. time. And it's great to dance with everyone, including the folks in Toronto, too.
Yes, and vice versa. I know we had a blast when we came down to you guys. So
right,
I want to encourage more of that as well, too. So, no, it's so nice to see that, definitely. It's very important to bring communities together. So
yes, and Toronto Lindy Hop is one organization that focuses on that particular aspect.
Sure.
Definitely. Liz, I have to keep the show moving on here, but I want to say
thank
you very, very much for taking 15 minutes of your time and talking to myself and the listeners here in Waterloo. And, of course, I'm sure there's a few people from Toronto listening in, too, and telling us this wonderful opportunity and experience for those who are just embarking on the Lindy Hop swing dancing journey.
Yes, it's excellent. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liz Gruning from Toronto, and she is a committee member of the Toronto Lindy Hop group there. And you can find more information at their website, www.torontolindyhop.com. Thank you very much, Liz. You have a wonderful night. And
perfect. Thank
just,
you.
Just before you run off there and hang up the phone,
yeah.
I'd like you to introduce mm-hmm. the next song by request.
Sure, it's going to be Boogie Woogie by the Dorsey Brothers.
Hey, hey, you're listening to the Swing and Blues radio show on CKMS 100.3. Bye, Liz.
Bye, thanks.
Thank you. Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
town, spirit me out of town before it's too late. I hope Gabriel likes my music when I meet him up there. If I play too sweet, I'll turn on heat. I hope Gabriel likes my music when I meet him up there. If there's too much toot, I'll use my mute. When I come a-knocking, old Pete'll start a-rocking. Gates'll start a-swinging. Golden bells are ringing. I hope Gabriel likes my music when I climb up that stair. If there's too much moan, I'll change my tone. If I play too sharp, I'll try that high. If he says no, no, I'll go below. I hope Gabriel likes my music. Thank you.
And welcome back, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And we have a few extra songs there ready to go. That was Django Reinhardt, I Found a New Baby. It was an awesome song. And before that, Mold City Blue Blowers, Hope Gabriel Likes My Music. And to start off that whole, actually, before that song, Roberta Hunt, Tired Old Street. And she debuted that 2 weeks ago at the TEDx Waterloo at Center in the Square. And before that, Tommy Dorsey, Boogie Woogie. And that was opened up by Liz Gruning from Toronto Lindy Hop. Thank you, Liz, for coming on the air with me and telling us all about Toronto Lindy Hop, all the fun places that you can go dancing, and the Ambassador Program and the Harangue Program that is currently available. So highly encourage you out there, if you're thinking of going to a dance camp, that is one place that you might want to consider if financial and time is available for you. It is a long trip over to Sweden and back, and you know, the camp does run for 5 weeks, and if you can do the 5 weeks, do the 5 weeks, but if not, do the 1 week. Actually, do any week, just get over there. It's a great, great time there. Time is 10:48. You're listening to the Swing and Blues Radio Show, and you're just tuning in right now. My name is David Trin, and I'm flying solo tonight because it is the beginning of the long weekend, so everyone's out of town. But do not fear, I do have other people lined up for the radio show interviews online. And we heard from Liz Gruning from Toronto Lindy Hop earlier this evening. So lots of things to tell you about the things happening locally. Let's take a look here. Jazz Room, located at the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo. This Friday, March 6th, Rebecca Benedike Quintet is playing. And on Saturday, April 7th, Kim Ratcliffe Quartet. So definitely, if you're looking for some jazz on Friday and Saturday night, you can definitely go up to the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo and check that out. But if you're busy in the evening, you can go out to the Lancaster Jazz Club, Kitchener's home of live Dixieland, ragtime, and early American jazz. And this Saturday, concert starts at 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and the Silver Leaf Jazz Band is scheduled to play there. And if you've lived here and you've never been out to the Lancaster Jazz Club or the Lank Tavern or Hogtails is what it is now, you definitely should visit that. It's one of those gems that's hidden in the city. And once you go there, you'll know exactly what I am talking about. We find people like Roberta Hunt, who plays there once a month or once every other month. And Andre Sardine and Toby Hughes and there's so many musicians from the Toronto and local area that come down to the Lancaster Jazz Club. And what they say, what they tell me every time they come, they love the atmosphere and they love the vibrancy of all the people who admire the jazz music that is being played. So definitely do check that out. That's April 7th, Silverleaf Jazz Band, Lank Jazz Club. And www.lankjazz.com is the website if you're looking for information. So lots of really cool local stuff happening all around Kitchener Waterloo for jazz music, swing dancing, and the whole bit there. So let's take a look here. We do have some national news. We'll definitely hit that up. We have Didier Jean-Francois from Montreal, Quebec, who will come online with us in the next half hour to talk about swing dancing in Montreal and all the fun things that are about to come about, and also on the we'll be looking at the international listings too. But definitely stick around. We got a lot more music coming your way, so keep that dial locked in to 100.3 Sound FM. Thank you.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg.